Once again, that Boeing 737 MAX thing made the news. It's the business news headlines for Friday, the 9th day of April. Thanks, as always, for being here with us. This CEO makes 1,000 times that of his workers. Meanwhile, McDonald's to exit Walmart, while Chipotle is offering free ride education in a number of areas. We've got a story about wholesale inflation. We've got the Wall Street Report and a scraping of data over at LinkedIn. For the conversation today, we get hyperlocal with Jeff Pitts, the managing editor of City View Magazine, as we chat it up about stuff to do in the greater Des Moines metro this weekend into next week. But first, let's check out the news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Tarot International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers. At ntpda.com. And by Oasis, a paychecks company devoted to HR solutions for business. Find them at oasisadvantage.com.
Thank you once again, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Friday edition. Yeah, we made it to the weekend, kids, of the business news headlines. Glad you're with us. And yeah, you can follow us on Twitter all day, all night long at IOB_NewsHour. Well, the Boeing 737 is back in the news as the company is now telling some airlines to stop using the aircraft. The New York Times is reporting that Boeing notified 16 customers of a potential electrical issue with its troubled 737 MAX. American Airlines, Southwest Airlines, and United Airlines, the top three operators of the MAX, said they had removed more than 60 planes from service. Now, it's not clear how long the planes will be sidelined. Southwest Airlines, one of the biggest customers of the plane, said that 30 of its 58 MAX jets were affected by the notification and that it was swapping those planes out for now. The airline said it only had 15 or fewer MAX jets scheduled to fly each day. Stay tuned. There's been a lot of talk about wage disparity, and stories like this have become almost commonplace. 24/7 Wall Street is reporting that last year, the CEO of McDonald's, a Christopher Kaczynski, made 1,189 times the median compensation of his workers. That, according to an exclusive analysis of the pay of 294 public company CEOs done by MyLogic IQ, which uses artificial intelligence and machine learning to examine SEC data. So how much did he make? Well, his total pay was $10,847,032 last year. While Kaczynski made over $10 million, the company had a rough year. McDonald's revenue fell by over 10% to $19.2 billion. The drop in net income was much worse, down by 21% to $4.7 billion. McDonald's investors also took a beating. Shares were up by only 7% last year, while the S&P 500 saw a gain of 15%. Kaczynski's $10 million also has to be viewed in contrast to what McDonald's workers make. Indeed puts the hourly pay of crew members and cooks at below $10 an hour. Glassdoor's hourly pay estimate is similar. In each case, those pay levels can put employees well below the poverty line. Well, maybe this might help the McDonald's balance sheet. CNBC is reporting that the burger giant is closing hundreds of restaurants that are inside of Walmart as customers increasingly shop online and opt for the drive-through window. The big box retailer confirmed today that the fast food chain will have about 150 locations that remain across its 3,570 super centers. At one time, there were 1,000 locations with an in-store McDonald's. Walmart's e-commerce sales in the United States grew by 79% in the most recent fiscal year that ended on January 31st. That's compared with the previous year. It's a reflection of the foot traffic that has now become web traffic. Chains like Sweetgreen, Shake Shack, and Chipotle Mexican Grill have announced plans to add more drive-through lanes as customers prefer the convenient and more contact-free approach. Meanwhile, speaking of Chipotle, They announced today it will be offering eligible employees debt-free degrees in agriculture, culinary, and hospitality management in partnership with education company Guild Education. Those benefits will be available to employees of Chipotle who have worked there for more than 4 months. You know, inflation isn't just on the minds of consumers, but also manufacturers. Today, the Labor Department released figures pegging wholesale inflation at 1%. Economists had predicted a 0.5% increase. The rate of wholesale inflation over the past 12 months climbed to 4.2% in March, and that is the highest level since September of 2011. Most of the increase in producer prices last month was tied to higher energy costs, which jumped by 5.9%. Chemical and steel-related products also rose sharply. And you can be assured that if wholesale costs are higher, that retail costs will also increase. So yeah, there is that. The Dow Jones Industrial Average and the S&P 500 closed at records today as investors looked past data from the U.S. and China that renewed concern about higher inflation. We were just talking about that. Meanwhile, the yield on the 10-year T-note rose to 1.653%. The Dow Jones finished up 297 points, or 0.8% to 33,800, while the S&P 500 posted its third straight record close, rising by 0.7% to 4,128. The NASDAQ gained 0.5% to close at 13,900 after trading lower for the early part of today's session. For the week, the Dow was up by 2%, the S&P 500 tacked on 2.7%, and the NASDAQ, well, they outperformed and advanced by 3.1%. Boeing shares fell by 1% after the announcement about the 737 MAX grounding. Tesla finished down 1% after the electric vehicle company raised prices on its U.S. lineup for the third time in the past month. In China, producer prices rose at the fastest pace in more than 4 years, while consumer prices moved higher as fuel costs jumped. And finally, there is this. LinkedIn has determined that reports of members' user data being posted for sale is, quote, an aggregation of data from a number of websites and companies, end quote. That includes publicly viewable member profile data. LinkedIn says there was no data breach and based the company's review that no private member account data that had LinkedIn accounts, nothing. Your private data was not included. So yeah, there is that as well. Well, stay with us because coming up next, Jeff Pitts from Cityview Magazine and I chat up about stuff to do in the greater Des Moines metro. And yeah, we've even got hot links in the radio blog so you can check out the stuff yourself. From baseball to the Drake Observatory, all that and more, just a click away.